Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, Creepies, welcome to episode 205. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going?
Glad to have you back.
Thanks.
Yes.
Was I gone?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Couldn't remember. I couldn't remember.
That might be part of the problem.
I did remember. But.
The mind goes first before beauty.
Yeah, the beauty's never been there.
Aw.
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Nate, I'm still trying to get over my, it was the flu. It's not the flu anymore. But now it's just like a cold. I don't know. Just annoying. I'm doing all right. I'm doing okay. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Because I never do.
Tell it tell it to go away in a stern voice.
In a stern voice.
Sickness be gone.
It's getting old, I tell you. It's getting old.
It's never fun.
Now Olivia's sick. So I did not give it to her, though, so she can't yell at me.
Oh, she could, but she...
She could yell at me, but she's...
Without due cause, right?
That's right. That's right. So, no, I'm doing all right, though. So I
ran through
back.
The whole family, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Other fun.
Other than the two dogs.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're immune, right?
Yeah, they're not going to tell you if they're sick or not.
No. No, they don't. They don't talk, Nate.
How about that? if they did, you'd say, "Would you look at that? Would you just look at that?
Would you look at that?"
When I cough, I get some good ones where it sounds like I smoke like eight packs a day.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like a seal.
Bring me another one.
Oh my god!
Come on, March.
It's awful. Anyway,
are you at the state where your diaphragm is like all sore every time you cough? It's just agony. It's like you've done 1,000 crunches.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I hate that.
Like, good night.
And then your head hurts too. Which is every cough, your head just like a
What was that?
I don't know.
I love the sound effects.
You guys did a good job, by the way.
Did we?
I did listen to the episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I wasn't here for CERN. I would have been bored.
It was, well, the funny thing is
but you guys did a good job on it.
It was something that we talked about at work, and it was like, oh, well, this is a good like conspiracy thing. And yeah, it came together. But it, Todd, did you have an opinion on the fact that we got all the way around Robin Hood's barn and talked about what space smells like? I was like, how did we get to...
Burnt steak. Burnt steak.
And we both thought he was joking, and we were like, where did you get that from?
I heard it one time somewhere.
I thought that was funny.
It was.
I do read stuff.
You do. When you have to, right?
It's what you read is what... No, that was good. It was interesting, and I learned a lot that I usually would not have cared about.
Didn't want to know, right?
So I think it's fascinating. I think it is, but I just I think I would have been.
I've known about like these particle accelerator things. You know, obviously I've heard of them and all that stuff, but never like really deep dived into it. Like,
yeah, right.
What exactly are they doing?
Yeah.
I could tell. I was over my head real quick. Like, scientifically, I'm like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Watching those videos, it was fascinating, but I kept thinking, what are they talking about? You know, it's a lot.
Yeah. It was, it was good. You guys did a good job. And then the Driscoll was good.
Yeah.
So, that dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was trying to think which way I listened to it. Yeah. I listened to it on the regular. On the regular.
On the regular.
Yeah, the Driscoll, it was good. Both that and the CERN.
Definitely one we want to go to. We are not paying $17.
Good job, Pete.
So, exactly, yeah.
Zeros for Pete.
Lots of zeros. We're keeping his hat, though.
Ransom.
How did he forget that?
I don't know.
He made it up there on the symbol. And I looked at it when he was getting up out of the chair, and I almost was like, hey, don't forget your hat. But then I was like, he'll see it. He'll get it.
He won't forget it.
Next thing I know, I get a text message. Hey, I forgot my hat.
Nate was thinking, I might get myself another hat.
Oh, man. At least it's not a smelly, stinky Yankees hat.
I really wish it had been now.
That thing.
He was going to bring his like label maker, I think, and put like
a label maker.
Label makers, you know, like
funny.
On all your stuff.
That's funny.
He forgot.
No, he would not do that. I know. No. I know. Nate, I almost said Nate. I know Pete wouldn't do that.
He talked about it.
Nate wouldn't let him. Oh, did he? Right. Did he talk about
he
it?
He did talk about it.
He likes to push your buttons.
He thinks
Pete fun. Does. You think so?
He does. He loves you. He does.
He's something else.
He said off air. He said you were his favorite. So
I figured.
We on air we say it's Nate, but off air he said it was you.
I figured. All right. No, it is. It is nice to be back. I'm glad to be back in the studio. So, had a time, but that's okay. Just getting over it now.
Not a good time, like you would.
Not
have
a
here,
good time.
Right?
No, not a good time at all.
Sort of like.
But I do appreciate Pete filling in for me.
When you take a vacation, you end up getting sick. So then you.
Oh yeah.
Don't actually take a vacation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Exactly. No fun.
I hate being sick on vacation. That's the worst. That is the worst. But that's all right. That's all right. It's cold again.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
Cold again. Crappy out.
It chills through you. Kind of cold,
too. Still mid-February, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Your favorite month, right?
No.
Is it April? April, you're like, no.
February's not March is. February.
I'm teasing. You
like
February and April, right?
I was like,
no.
You're like, no, heck no.
I like the month, though. I do like the month. It's a short one.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point, yeah.
And we do, you know, gain some good daylight a little bit, you know.
Yeah, but, I've already noticed that.
But no, it's not my favorite month.
The way you looked at me, you're like, no. Yeah.
Well, you said it like.
like a serious, yeah.
I was like, what?
February and April, I think, are your least favorites, right?
April's the one. It's just, that's the there's one nothing there.
It's rain.
Taxes are due.
Yeah.
Oh,
gosh. And they don't, don't ruin this episode before it starts. Oh, well, that's all right.
Do your civil duty.
Yeah. Two guarantees in the world, they say, death and taxes.
Yes, yes. Very true.
Give me death before taxes. Give me death before taxes.
I think you put that on a poster board.
Do what?
You can put that slogan on a poster board.
Yeah, good. Give me death before taxes. Might make a new t-shirt. The new Mako t-shirt.
Yeah, right.
Death before taxes. Give me death.
But keep,
oh,
but
well.
Keep it creepy.
And keep it creepy.
Right on the back. That's,
yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are doing good. Hope the creepies are doing good whenever they listen to this episode. We love them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get to the first sponsorship.
Are you tired of an itchy, unruly beard? Want a beard that looks great, feels amazing, and smells masculine and sexy? Meet your new best friend, Cultured Creature Beard Balm. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is a game changer. Made with all natural ingredients like mango butter, shea butter, argan, avocado, jojoba, grape seed, and meadowform seed oil. It nourishes your beard and the skin beneath. Say goodbye to dryness and itchiness and hello to soft, well-groomed, and great-smelling beard. Not only does it tame your mane, but it also leaves a subtle, masculine scent with options like Cuban tobacco, sandalwood and bourbon, cedar and leather, and more. Feel confident all day, whether at the office or on a date or at the gym. It's easy to use. Just rub a small amount between your palm and work it into your beard. Simple and effective, and no mess. Cultured Creature Beard Balm is handmade, organic, and natural. Made by a father-daughter duo with over 20 years of beard care experience. It's packed with vitamins and nutrients and zero additives or preservatives. Ready to transform your beard? Visit refineyourwildside.com and use promo code MAKO10, that's MAACO10, for an extra 10% off your first order. Plus, all Cultured Creatured Beard Balm is already 20% off, so that's 30% off your first order. Cultured Creature Beard Balm, where nature meets nurture for the ultimate beard care experience. Don't tame your wild side, refine it with Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Thank you, Cultured Creature Beard Balm.
Nailed it.
Well, nice. Yeah.
Even with the week off.
Nate. I'm a pro, man. I'm a professional.
I have to say, that was the most that was the thing I was most proud of last week, that I was able to say that on the first take, truly. Mm-hmm.
And is this true, Nate?
It's true.
Well, I had to use auto-tune.
Oh, yeah. Make it sound like Todd. Give him credit. No.
I did it right.
Yeah,
good.
I was.
Well, good job then.
Hey. I try.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm. CCBB.
Wasn't good either.
CCBB.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't good. I'm not saying it was good.
It was a job done, right?
It was a job done. No, you did a good job. You did. You. I'll give you a couple zeros.
I told Pete, I was like, I am not. This is why I don't do all the things, you know, because it feels different. Even when
it was different.
Script, it was different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the script, not script.
With the script, not script, yeah.
No, you did a good job, all mm-hmm. three of you. I hate to say it, but I think, you know, all three of you deserve zeros.
Lots of zeros.
Lots of zeros for the three of you.
Not enough.
Not enough. Man, you drive a hard bargain.
A couple more.
And we'll spend that all in one place.
Well, we appreciate the sponsorship, so.
For sure.
Thank you, Double mm-hmm. C, Double B. Mm-hmm. Yep. Appreciate that. Moving on to, it's the dad joke of the show.
Yay. Let's go.
Let's go. Nate is, man, you're ready.
He's ready.
I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay. All right. Let's see here. I picked a good one out for you. Why did the birds attack the dog?
Hmm.
Why did birds attack the dog?
Hmm. Why did the birds attack the dog?
Because they wanted to.
I thought that's, he was gonna get it.
That's true in a general sense. I guess they there's a reason, you know, but yeah, but there was a reason they wanted to, right?
I don't know.
Sean, nothing?
No, I have nothing.
Because he was purebred. Purebred. See.
Hmm. Nate's still,
see. Like, see the birds, they
was
go
in a plastic sack?
There goes that smoker's cough. Oh, I hate that taste. No, gross. Purebred, Nate.
So it's a fat tan one.
A fat.
With stripes.
I guess.
Looked like a loaf of bread.
Yeah. They call him, come here, Sunbeam. Sunbeam. Oh, that's the dad joke of the show. How about that?
I like it.
Yeah, purebred.
I think that's a good one.
Yeah. I could give you a bonus.
Oh, I'm ready for a bonus.
How do you make 7 even? How do you make 7 even? This is a riddle.
7 even.
How would you make it even?
I do not know.
Take a... Take away the S.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that was too easy.
Oh,
gosh. I always made it, I make it too hard.
Got him.
Yeah, man. I wasn't looking at letters. I was looking at the numeral 7.
I thought one of you get it. I thought.
I was hoping.
I have higher hopes.
You had that look in your eye like you trusted us, or you thought, you had some confidence in us.
Think of it.
Think.
Yeah. There you go. Double dose of Todd's dad joke of the show, and you're welcome.
Those are both good. I like that second one especially.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a surprise
one. I was
on
7, 8, 9, but I knew that one.
That's right, 7, 8, 9.
I don't do math.
What do you say? Math is stupid.
He does say that.
Actually, it's my strong suit, but.
Oh, yeah, you have to do it all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just don't like it. I understand, Nate. I understand. Well, hey, you're welcome as always. Moving on, Sean.
Yes.
First announcements, please, sir.
I got him here. We come together every week to obviously record this wonderful show, enjoy the guy time, the paranormal, the creepy. But the most important thing that we do and will continue to do is build a mental health community. So we want you to go out there and get help. So call or text 988 or text home to 741-741 for any type of mental distress, suicide prevention, or any other type of crisis that you or someone you know may be experiencing. So, go get you some help.
Absolutely. Do what you need to do. Get healthy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Could be counseling, medication, both. Talk to somebody, reach out. There's always somebody.
Uh-huh. Okay. Rubber mallet to the head.
Ooh.
Oh. That sounds extreme, but
yeah, I was thinking
better than a lobotomy.
It's better than
that's true.
A mallet, at least it's rubber, right? But still.
That's true. Yeah, Sean and I were like, "Oh, wait a minute, hold on, Nate, where's Nate going with this?"
It's rough, man.
I thought it through.
Did you? After you got hit by a rubber
mallet, thunk it through?
Man, I don't think so.
I don't know about that, Nate.
No, yeah.
He's always thinking.
That's not a scientifically approved method.
No,
go talk to someone first.
Yeah, I would say that. I would suggest that at first.
Nate, the expert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now we want our creepies healthy.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, it's nice to talk to somebody. And like I said, reach out to a friend or a family member or reach out to somebody on the group.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for,
Mako
right?
Group. That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah.
Message one of us. So had somebody the other day do that. They messaged, so they had a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that truly, you know, like, that never gets old of knowing somebody, like, out there is being helped by something we said or did or
yeah,
know,
I know.
Made awareness mm-hmm. too. Yeah, I'm proud of that.
Yeah, we should be. It's weird.
I know.
But I'm like, really? You're sure, right?
If we went back.
No.
Went back and told those guys at the round table when we first started this, like, any of this would be possible. We'd be like, right? We're not going to make it past tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to the future.
One shot and that's it.
Right.
Well, thanks, Sean, for the first announcements, and definitely go get you some help.
Mm-hmm.
No special announcements.
Yes, we do.
You have a special announcement?
We accomplished something on.
Well, that was going to be on the. Weekend. That was going to be on the shout outs.
Shout-outs.
I was going to do that as a shout out.
Oh, fine. We'll do that shout outs.
He's been waiting.
Wait, he's be patient.
He's going to bust at the seams.
Patient.
All right.
We're going to let Nate do that one.
In honor of Jerry Pauly, I'll feed you baby bird. Yeah. I'll feed you baby bird. That's what he said to Tracy. I love when he said that to Tracy. I miss good. That.
Oh, I know.
Back on it.
Well, now everybody's just going to have to hang in there.
That's right.
That's right.
We'll feed the baby birds later.
the disappointment on Nate's face.
I know. He's like,
you're like, what the? Yeah.
It just put like Pete's a special announcement to me.
Put Pete's hat back on.
Not
be
a
fun.
Shout out.
No, there's got to go with the shout out.
So. Okay.
All right.
Nate, don't make us send you to your room.
He's like, Nate, don't make
that's
me
it,
take
I quit.
Don't make me. What? Okay, here this. We'll give it a shout out. Or special announcements. Special announcement. Can't quit on this. Can't
I think
quit.
The special announcement is that there's no special announcements, right?
That's right.
That's
and now.
Special.
We're going to get to what we're talking about.
That's correct.
Sean, what are we talking about?
Ironically, this is Nate's pick.
It is.
And mm-hmm. this is the ghost town of Cahaba in Alabama.
Cahaba.
Cahaba. It's fun to say.
And it's not Cahaba, so we're not saying it like a Boston accent.
No, and I got it right.
Cahaba.
I'm excited. Yes, Cahaba. Boston accent. I like that.
Love it.
Cowabunga. I like it.
Cowabunga. That's what I want to say. Every time.
I figured we could make something out of it, right?
That's right. Yeah, so you have any foundation on it?
I do. Alabama is home to many small towns. While some of these towns have very few residents, others are true ghost towns because they've been completely abandoned. It's no secret that small abandoned towns give off an eerie vibe. As a matter of fact, some are so eerie that they could seriously be the setting of a horror movie. One Alabama ghost town in particular that fits the bill is Old Cahaba.
Nice.
Dun, 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 right? Yeah. I thought that was a good way to
it. It became
set
one
up.
Of the richest towns in U.S. history during the 1800s.
Nah. Yeah, it actually did. That's pretty impressive.
And now it's not
right?
around.
Yeah.
It's a ghost town.
Pretty wild.
Due to the lucrative cotton industry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And says many of the white residents left Old Cahaba when the state capital was moved to Tuscaloosa mm-hmm. back in 1826. The factory in the town became a Union soldier's prison during the Civil War. Or as this says, Civil Was.
Oh. That's Civil Is Civil, Civil Was.
That's right.
Hmm. I was going to say Tuscaloosa is fun to say, too.
Tuscaloosa.
Hard to spell, but fun to say.
Tuscaloosa. Tuscaloosie.
Hey, right.
I like to call it Tuscaloogie.
Yeah. Oh, Loogie, huh?
Yeah.
We can destroy it any way you wish.
Oh, yeah.
It says, the small town of Old Cahaba, also, this is Cahaba, Cahaha. I would think about the Jojoba, but anyway, there's like three different ways to say it or spell it, I guess, is located in Dallas County, just outside of Selma, Alabama. From 1820 to 1826, this small town served as Alabama's first state capital, like you said, Nate. Over the years, floods and decay have affected this historical town. Today, it is Alabama's most famous ghost town. It's also been preserved as an archaeological, if I can say it, site, and is called the Old Cahaba Archaeological Park.
Hmm.
How about that?
This town's pretty interesting because it's right in the middle of the Cahaba and Alabama rivers.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Alabama River, huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh. I wonder where that is at.
Yeah, I wonder where the Alabama River is. Starts in Missouri. In Missouri.
It probably does. It
probably does.
Goes through Alabama. Then it, yeah. That's funny. Yeah, it says the Cahaba Foundation was founded in 2008 to help raise private donations to preserve the site. That you're talking about the archaeological site?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, interesting.
At least they're doing something to try to preserve it and keep it there for future.
Yeah.
Future folks to go and check it out.
See, what was it? 1890s, yeah, when it became a ghost town. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which seems weird. Wouldn't you think that, like, that wouldn't... that sounds like such a long time ago that...
You think it should be later or earlier than that?
See, I think later.
Yeah, like, you know, like in the early 1920s or something. Yeah,
right. Yeah, that there would be bustling until then. But
yeah, I agree. I agree on that.
It's interesting that some of the there are several abandoned buildings. Some of them look absolutely terrible, and some of them look still pretty pristine.
Mm-hmm.
Which I know they're still trying to, like we were saying, preserve them. But it says you'll stumble across many abandoned buildings that have been preserved. One of these buildings is the Barker Slave Quarters at Kirkpatrick Mansion. This historic house was built in 1860. The mansion burned during the 1930s, and the slave quarters is all that remains. Lots of spooky stuff happened there too. Of course, you know, the typical stuff, you know, sounds and, you know, people feeling like somebody's around, or, you know, you get touched and all that kind of stuff. But there was obviously lots of historical activity that went on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the Alabama Paranormal Research Group was inside the house investigating paranormal activity. So this author said, we got to take part in their investigation. It said, we started our investigation in one of the rooms on the second floor. The paranormal investigators had equipment set up and told us what they had experienced with each tour group. The creepiest moment to me was a stuffed animal that seemed to be communicating with something in the room. It would blurt out questions when any paranormal energy was around. It says investigators also stated that a ball they placed in one of the room rolled across the floor by itself. It was eerie being inside the house. So that was in the old Barker house.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first ghost stories was back in 1862. A young couple were promenading near a maze of cedars, saw the ghost as they walked through the maze. They described it as a white orb. When the couple tried to touch it, it vanished into the shrubbery. The orb, I just had Mighty Python go through my head.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a shrubbist.
The orb appeared again and floated alongside the couple. According to legend, the ghost was named after Colonel, I'm going to attempt his name, Pegue. Pegue.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Who was a resident of Old Cahaba. The colonel was head of Alabama's 5th Rifle Regiment, and his home was the social center of town.
Mm.
So it seems like he was a pretty popular guy.
Wow.
This sounds like a good place to be popular in, right?
Mm-hmm. Old Cahaba.
I can't unhear that Boston accent now.
I know.
It's awesome. There's a trail, and it says, so as you make your way through the town, you'll come across a trail which leads you through the slave burial ground. This burial ground was supposedly created in 1819, and the last known burial was 1957. That's a lot of time, right?
Yeah, especially, it is.
Right? Hundreds of bodies are buried in the cemetery despite the small number of headstones. So we need to take one of the Teslas through there. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. To see what the...
So, man, that would be wild, right?
I forgot real quick when you mentioned that last time. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that Teslas have that.
It's why
that feature.
So somebody, let's see, there was, I know, you keep seeing videos and I've had, so I just wanted to ask somebody who actually had one and had tried that. And then for them to confirm that, like, oh yeah, we tried that. And I went to work and somebody else said, I need to try that in my Tesla. I'm like, yeah, let me come with you. I want to see that. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of cemeteries around.
That's funny.
I mean, I actually kind of wanted to debunk it, but people, more and more, you see, like, that's a thing. So,
mm-hmm. Well, the sensors are definitely catching
something. Well, and they said, well, Elon Musk probably just programmed it to do that for fun. I don't know why you would do that or how, you know, that's a lot of time consuming energy for something that seems kind of silly. You know what I mean?
The car does fart.
Well, that's true. Like, we got to make ghosts when anytime they're in the cemetery. But the whole thing about her saying that there was, a new cemetery, an old cemetery, and the older cemetery, you could see people like riding around horses, and like there was a different. Mm-hmm. And a car's not going to know the difference. You know, it's not going to be like, well, let's put some older stuff here and have dogs run around, and then this one over here just has people walking around. I think that to me is pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. The whole thing's kind of cool, though, just to think about it.
It is.
About a car company is doing that. Anyway, yeah. I think. Hondas need to start doing that.
Right.
Since I've had about 18 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mention that.
Special feature.
I'm going to write Honda. Tell them, special feature we want you to add to this new lineup. Yeah. Ghosts.
You're going to say. You say.
Cemetery ghosts.
You say you have a paranormal podcast. That makes about, that all adds up.
Yeah. Duly noted. Hey, did you hear about the new cemetery?
Is this another joke?
No.
I'm just kidding.
So it says the new cemetery is a stop at the old Cahaba. The guides who met us at the entry of the cemetery told us stories that had been handed down for generations, people's encounters with the afterlife. The groundskeepers often heard voices talking to them while they worked. School groups also have recorded unusual sounds as they study the tombstones. Photographers and videographers who have filmed in the cemetery have reported unexplained lights or shadows in their images. The guides also talked about encounters they have had that they could not explain. Said one of those, one of the scariest stories we were told was about Herbert. Oh, did you ever read that?
Mm-mm.
Herbert the grandson. You didn't mention Herbert?
Mm-hmm. Oh, nope.
For some reason I thought you did. Was about Herbert the grandson of one, let's see. Was about Herbert the grandson of one descendants of the Kilpatrick family. Wow. Herbert spent the summer with his grandfather at Old Cahaba. When he returned home, he told countless stories about Gat, the gentleman at Old Cahaba, who watched over him while he roamed the grounds. Herbert's brother told him it was impossible for Gat to have watched over him because Gat died before he was born.
Whoa.
How about that?
That's wild. Wow.
Yeah. So that is at the new cemetery. So lots going on there. Hmm. They show an old gravesite at the old Cahaba. It's trying to see. I can't read any. Oh, 1862 looks like, or 1860 something.
Not wild. It's pretty worn. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Augustus Hatcher Jackson. I can read the.
It's a strong name. This is Rome.
Yeah, 1862. Yep.
Whew, that is way back there. Rome, the abandoned streets of the old capital city. View the moss-covered ruins. Read the interpretive signs and contemplate the mysterious disappearance of the town. Water still flows through the old ornamental wellheads. Columns and chimneys mark old house sites. Inscriptions on gravestones tell the stories of forgotten people. Old-fashioned roses and bulbs still bloom each spring. And be sure to hike the park's Clear Creek Nature Trail. It is a half-mile trail that has a canoe launch and an outlook at the Cahaba River.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wild. That would be, I think that would be a creepy canoe trip.
Wow.
That's my guess. But
yeah, I think so.
Didn't one of you guys mention the Barker House?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yep. Do you have any stories? But I mentioned it first, and then Todd talked about it. Sorry. I'm getting my guy's picture.
What you got? I mean, maybe there's more.
I can't remember what exactly you guys said, so I don't know if this is new stuff or not.
Well, you can try it if you want.
Talking about the slave quarters.
I did not mention the slave quarters.
Mm.
Sean, did you mention?
Well, just briefly.
They're saying that they went to the slave quarters located at the other end of town. The house became the home of Steve Barker and his family after the mansion that stood in front of it burnt to the ground. Dilapidated condition of the house make it impossible for visitors to go inside the home. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, that sucks.
It is a bummer.
It's the first thing I'd want to do is go in it.
Alabama Paranormal Research Group was inside the house investigating paranormal activities. And these people got invited to be part of it. They investigated one of the rooms on the second floor. In this house, it looks like there's a picture of it. It looks like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Uh-huh, exactly. Style. It does not look like one. I would not go up and ask for help.
Pardon me.
The paranormal investigators had equipment set up and told us what they had experienced with each tour group. Creepiest moment was a stuffed animal that seemed to be communicating with something in the room.
Todd did say that. Yeah. I was going to say, this is sound. Yeah.
Okay. So then, yeah, that's where your part took over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'd go in there, but.
Oh, yeah.
If you guys go, I'll go. I'm always up for whatever, but.
Got to go in there.
Are you guys surprised that this is old, historic, prehistoric land from 400? Nope.
Isn't all land prehistoric?
4,000, right? That's true. 4,000 years ago, prehistoric Indians occupied this area. So there's, of course, old. You know,
Indian burial
grounds and Indian spirits.
Where's the lady in white? That's what I'm waiting on.
There's got to be someone somewhere. It says, so archaeologists recently discovered it was built upon the remains of an earlier ghost town. Some experts believe the earlier village was Mobila, the famous Native American village destroyed by Spanish explorer Hernando de Soto in 1540, excuse me. More surprising is the discovery that Governor William Wyatt Bibb from 1819 to 1820 and his surveyors not only found the remains of this ancient village, but they incorporated the old earthworks into the centerpiece of the town's plan. Apparently, Governor Bibb hoped to build Alabama's State House atop the ancient Indian mound. He planned to use a semicircular moat dug around the ancient village 3 centuries earlier to restrict the grounds of the State House. Isn't that wild?
It is wild.
I guess you can hear phantom laughter of children.
That never happens.
In the cemetery?
Let's see. This is just saying... one of the most chilling tales involves around the ghostly laughter of children heard throughout the abandoned streets. Many speculate that these young voices belong to the spirits of children who perished during the town's most harrowing years, whether from illness, war, or natural disasters. Some visitors claim to have seen shadowy figures darting between the remains of homes, only to vanish into thin air. There are accounts from those who have walked through the ruins at dusk, hearing what sounds like distant, playful giggles. Some report feeling small hands tugging at their clothes, only to turn and find nothing there. The laughter seems to float through the air, a chilling reminder that some spirits never truly leave.
Well, the reason I asked is because there is a story here about kind of the same thing, but it's more centralized to the new cemetery.
Okay.
That I had read already, but it's a little bit different. They're just saying one of the narrators, or I'm sorry, narrators, authors of this story, he said, I was alone, so talking to some of the people that know the property, said he said, I was alone, so could not help it overhear a conversation in the next booth. They were ready to do like a tour. The people speaking lived in a cabin about a quarter mile south of Cahaba's new cemetery, Derry said. They were speaking to their lunch companions, telling them about how they had been sitting on their porch after work when they heard children laughing in the woods nearby, children that did not belong on their land. So they chased after them, but although the children sounded very little like little girls, they could never catch up with them. The laughter was always just ahead of them, no matter how fast they ran, until they reached the old fence that surrounded Cahaba's new cemetery. At that point, the laughter stopped and the woods fell eerily silent. Hmm. So,
isn't that weird?
Hmm. Yeah. So they chasing after some giggles.
I can almost hear those giggles in my ears. That would creep the heck out of me. I like this. It says, why was the capital relocated to Tuscaloosa? Cahaba is located where the scenic Cahaba River flows into the mighty Alabama River. Cahaba detractors cited flooding and health concerns as reasons to move the capital to Tuscaloosa during the Alabama General Assembly in 1825. Their claim was greatly exaggerated. However, the relocation was due to the legislature passing a bill to move the capital effective February 1 of 1826. Within weeks, Cahaba was nearly abandoned. It says, what happened after the capital was moved? Cahaba's opponents had greatly exaggerated the flooding. The town recovered and once more became a social and commercial center. Cahaba served as a major distribution point for cotton shipping from the fertile Black Belt down the Alabama River to the port of Mobile. The addition of a railroad line in 1859 triggered a building boom. On the eve of the Civil War, over 3,000 people called it home. It says the glory days were short-lived, though. During the Civil War, the Confederate government seized the railroad, removed the iron rails to extend a railroad nearby, and a lice-infested prison housed 3,000 captured Union soldiers in the center of town. And then it said, after the war, a flood inundated the town in 1866. The county seat permanently moved to nearby Selma. Business and families followed. Within 10 years, houses were dismantled and moved. During Reconstruction, the abandoned courthouse became a meeting place for freedom seekers. New political power became known as the Mecca of the Radical Republican Party, and a new rural community of 70 former slave families replaced the old urban center. These families turned the vacant town blocks into two-acre fields. Then this community soon disappeared. By 1900, most of the buildings had burned, fallen in, or were dismantled. Few structures survived past 1930, but the town was not unincorporated until 1989. By that time, only fishermen and hunters walked the town's abandoned streets. Isn't that wild? Mm. It's got one heck of a history.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, there's more information on the floating orbs in the cemetery. They're saying that they can see them floating around and hovering among the gravestones. They believe that the orbs could be manifestations of restless spirits still lingering in their final resting place. Mm. Some have tried to capture the glowing orbs on camera, only to find distorted or blurred images. Something beyond comprehension is interfering with the recording. A few brave souls have ventured into the cemetery late at night, only to hear whispers carried by the wind, voices that seem to call their names. That'd be scary.
That would be. I like it. I like it a lot.
And I guess there's a vanishing house there, too.
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps one of the most famous legends associated with old Cahaba is that of the vanishing house. According to local lore, a mysterious home appears and disappears at random, only revealing itself to certain visitors. Some believe it to be the ghostly remnants of a once grand mansion, while others think it could be a trick of the mind fueled by the town's eerie atmosphere. A number of travelers have reported seeing a grand house at the edge of the woods, only for it to disappear when they glance away. Some have even claimed to have approached the house, seeing candle lights flickering in the windows, only for it to dissolve into the shadows before they could reach it.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
What do they call it? The Vanishing House?
The Vanishing House.
Vanishing House.
So we need to go there and try to find the Vanishing
House. The Vanishing House.
Yeah. Haven't we tried that with Vanishing Islands before? No such luck.
Oh, that's right. Remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What was that one? Where was that at?
I can't remember. It was outside of England.
Yeah.
Off the and coast it was High Brazil. That's why I was
yes,
like, oh, my
yes,
gosh.
That's the, I was,
I'm glad I remember that as fast as I did.
Hi, Brazil.
Hi, Brazil. You got to say hi.
It was one of the theories that it was like Atlantis or something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Mm-hmm. What do you mean theories? Like that was what we figured out, right?
Well, everybody knows Atlantis was in the Sahara Desert.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that.
You're like, uh-huh. In looking at this ghost town, it's funny how many, I mean, I know we've talked about there are countless ghost towns, but did you know that there, you guys might know this, I did not know this, there is a ghost town, and we'll have to talk about it, we'll have to cover this in some mini probably, in Indiana, southern Indiana. It's called Fort Ritner, and it's a level 4 ghost town. It is just outside of Bedford.
Hmm, no.
I've been down in that area. I had no idea.
I heard of that one.
Level 4, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That's what I was trying to figure out when I was
looking.
Yeah, I think it's because it's so abandoned and like it doesn't have very much left. And I think that's what makes, I guess, I don't know if a level 1 has a lot of stuff still standing there or still available to see. But that's what I think. But I didn't know there were levels to ghost towns. But it doesn't sound like there's much left. But yeah, we'll have to cover that sometime. But I thought, man, that's really interesting. I didn't know that. And I, like I said, I've been down that area and had no
clue. Do we know anybody that lives in that area?
I used to, not anymore. I mean, it's been in my past, but yeah.
Pretty south.
Can't ring.
What's that?
I said it's pretty south.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we know anybody that, I don't know anybody that
lives. If you're listening in that area.
I do.
Tell us about it.
Ironworkers I went to apprenticeship school with, but he quit ironworking.
No. Quitter. Oh,
quitter.
I quit you.
All right.
Yeah, he lives down near Bedford.
Okay. I could get a hold of Damon Bailey.
Yeah, would you please?
Mm-hmm. Because he owns a business down there, mm-hmm. or did. All right. What else you got on this ghost town?
One of the things that comes up a lot is the birding that people do there, too. There's lots of birds there. That's not part of the haunting, I don't think, unless there's some there's a vanishing house, there could be some.
They're looking for the
haunted bird activity.
Purebred.
Are they Larry Birding?
Oh,
or are they?
They could be. You guys are both trying. You're going to knock each other in the head with your jokes, right? Donk, donk.
Are they? Mm. No. Are they Big Birding? Oh gosh. Yeah, I'm out of information for Cahaba. So if you guys have anything else,
we're going right.
Oh yeah,
besides seeing all the cool stuff, like I said, you can. Bird watching, hiking, canoeing, horseback riding, hunting. Yeah.
Ghost hunting.
That's what I was just going to say. The hunting they're talking about is ghost hunting, mm-hmm. though. Oh,
of course.
That's
the type of hunting I'm going.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, they say that you can see, hear disembodied voices and spectral figures. And
just about anywhere.
Yeah.
And who knows where it's, I mean, it could be from 4,000 years ago.
Shadow
apparently.
People.
Not the shadow people.
Had me at shadow people.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so we're going. This is a place definitely
laughter.
On our list. Laughter. Yeah, the children's laughter.
That would be
that trip me
very
out.
Cool. Ugh. I think it'd be really cool if you did hear
first,
laughter.
First scene
it's not
would be a Blair Witch coming to my head.
With the Blair Witch.
Smacking on the tent and everything.
Oh, man. Nate. I wish the people could have seen him do that. That was a genuine.
Chills.
That was a genuine creeped out moment.
There was somebody that had a video about that, and they were like, camping, and there was something outside their tent, and they were like, oh my gosh, what is that? What is that outside our tent? What is it? And it was pure, daylight, but the way they were acting, like, it is like, oh my gosh, there shouldn't be anybody else around. And they come out, and it's like a bunch of cows, and they're just kind of like grazing, and they're just hitting the tent, And it's like, oh, just cows.
Oh, well, hey.
It's a lot better than what it could be, right?
How now, Cal?
Deliverance or something.
Yeah, when you hear, if you hear banjos, run.
Yeah, run.
Oh, boy. Well, that was good. That was fun to talk about. That was a good choice, Nate. Mm-hmm. Good topic choice.
Easy to say.
Cahaba.
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 Cahaba. Well, let's see here. Let's see. I heard Nate and Pete trying to guess.
They both got it right.
Nate said whatever it was, because I can't remember which. And then Pete went ahead, agreed with him. So mm-hmm. he didn't steer him wrong. Nate, what do you think? What do you think today's is going to be, this episode? I have an idea, I think.
I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to say dark side.
Ooh.
I'm going dark side as well.
It's light side.
Is it light side?
It's light. Yes,
I told you.
Unless we want to, I mean, I could call it whatever you want.
I'm 100% right, 98% of the time.
98% of the time.
Don't ever follow him.
I had dark side in. I don't know why. I just had it.
This is Lynyrd Skynyrd Sweet Home Alabama, because I've never used it, and I'm like, if we're going to talk about Alabama, by gosh, I'm going to. That's why I thought you guys were on to me, like, oh, he'll just do Sweet Home Alabama. Great song. Love the song. That and Freebird are
never
two
heard
of
my
it. Favorite. You've never heard of him. What's Lynyrd Skynyrd, right? 1, 2, 3, turn it up, right? That's how it always starts. Big wheels keep on turning, carry me home to see my kin. Singing songs about the Southland, I miss Alabama once again. And I think it's a sin, yeah. Or yes. Well, I heard Mr. Young, which is funny, but I won't get into this part of it, but Mr. Young sing about her Southern man. Well, I heard old Neil put her down. Well, I hope Neil Young will remember a Southern man. Don't need him around anyhow. Big, you know, slap in the face to Neil Young. So more power to him, right? Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you. In Birmingham, they love the governor. Boo, boo, boo. Now we all did what we could do. Now Watergate does not bother me. Does your conscience bother you? Tell me the truth. Sweet home Alabama, where the skies are so blue. Sweet home Alabama, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Here I come, Alabama, right? Now Muscle Shoals has got the Swampers, and they've been known to pick a song or two. Yes, they do. Lord, they get me off so much. They pick me up when I'm feeling blue. Well, how about you? And then it goes back in, of course, to Sweet Home Alabama. Yada, 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 yada. Right? So, yeah, I'm sure pretty much everybody, every single person out there, no matter how old or young, has heard that song. And if not, you need to play catch up.
You need
up,
to
right?
listen to it.
Good
yeah.
Lord, yeah. So that is the anthem for Alabama, right? So,
yeah.
I figured at this, I'm shocked that I guess we haven't done a whole lot of Alabama. I think
we haven't mentioned
that it's a long state to drive through, and that's about it. Mm-hmm. From stem to stern.
Yeah. I don't know if I've been in Alabama.
Alabama. We went down to Fort Morgan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Orange Beach and all that stuff, Gulf Shores.
So. Yeah.
Down the dingly dinglies, right? The oops. Hello.
Georgia's a long state, too.
Georgia. Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. So is Florida. Florida is, too.
And let me tell you right now, Texas, that is a long, that's a
country,
huge state.
Right?
That is the country of Texas. My gosh, I didn't think we'd ever make it. But yeah, that was a good choice.
Thank you.
For some reason, I thought it was going to be dark side. I don't know.
Hmm? I could have done that. I mean,
I'm wrong.
You want to just delete that and then try something else?
We'll edit it out.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, I was right.
Well, good. Good choice.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that song. I haven't heard it in a while. For about 45 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah, it's played quite often.
Q95. Looking at the what do you call it?
The script, not script.
Script, not script.
Show flow?
Show flow. That's what I was trying to think
of. Don't you
know
the show flow?
Show flow. I named it show flow, and I can't remember what the heck I call it.
Yes, you did.
Let's go with the other ad. Don't we have another sponsor? Hey, Creepies, do you like all things spooky? Do you love the fall season? Do you wish it could be Halloween all year long? Well, at Greenwood Happy Haunts, it is. Greenwood Happy Haunts is a year-round Halloween and fall store located at 248 Market Plaza in Greenwood, Indiana. Custom vintage and unique items adorn the whole store. If you're looking for a unique gift for you or someone else, or just want to visit a place that puts a smile on your face, Greenwood Happy Haunts is for you. Mako listeners can get 10% off a single item when you mention this ad. Come to Greenwood Happy Haunts and get your spook on. Happy hauntings. Thank you, Greenwood Happy Haunts, for your sponsorship, as always.
Yes. We love them.
We do love them.
Don't we, Nate?
Debatable.
Again with the debatable?
Every time.
Come on now, he's Scott and Corey.
He's got an axe to grind.
I guess. I can like him.
Like him a little bit, right?
What's that noise? It's Nate grinding his axe.
We have not been in there since the live show.
Too long.
That's
too long.
That's what you're saying. Blasphemy.
I know. I agree. They're probably thinking the same thing, right? Like
they're probably going,
"Reckon, fracking."
No, this is great. No.
Oh yeah, maybe it's
so
peace and quiet.
Quiet.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah. I need to get in there. Mm-hmm. Having the.
You got a twitch. You do. Little, you twitch.
Green with happy haunts. Twitch there. Yeah,
that makes me think of the Flintstones.
Flintstones
in Bedrock. Twitch.
I don't know.
It's
that.
A song. It was a yeah. It's stupid. It's an old.
You and your references.
It's an old memory coming up. Sorry. I love that cartoon. Sorry.
I'll make a call.
Somebody out there is like, I know what you're talking about.
I do not know that.
Most people are like, I have no idea what he's talking about.
That's all right.
I remember watching the Flintstones.
I'd sing it, but
I'll embarrass myself. I don't remember that. Yeah. What was it again?
It's a song about bedrock, and it was some famous. I don't even remember that part of it, but it was like something. Bedrock, twitch.
Yeah, they're all dancing or something. It's like
and rock is gonna roll. That's about all I remember.
This is the cartoon or the movie?
It's a cartoon, not the movie. Yeah, okay. No.
Because I watched
John Goodman would never lower himself to such a standard. No, he might.
I mean, I love the cartoon, but I did see the movie bedrock, too, or at least the first one.
I need to re-reference that probably.
Okay.
Figure
all right.
Out. It's in a file.
We'll let you have
playing loop-de-loops in there.
We'll let you have your bedrock twitch.
The plane's on fire.
I know.
It's going down.
I'll show you guys a picture of what my mind looks like here in a little bit.
Sorry, Scott and Corey. Oh, speaking of fire.
Oh. Hi, Winston.
I think somebody body-checked the door.
Oh, well, yep.
So.
Yes, I'll be your Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day, right?
Ooh. He's like, hey, Dad, what you doing?
Goose you.
What you got those silly things on your head for? Well, we do appreciate their sponsorship. So
absolutely.
We love them. Thank you, Scott and Corey. And shout-outs. Sean, do you have any shout-outs?
Well, I'll say what I was just saying. It'll be after the fact now, but happy Valentine's Day. Your Valentine is apparently Winston. He is getting some lovin's.
All right.
He's like, I don't have a handler right now.
All right. Thank you for the kisses.
But, happy belated Valentine's Day to the creepies. I'm good. And to my wife, I guess I should probably
there
say.
There you go.
Jenna. There, right.
Nate, any shout-outs?
You're not good today.
Happy Valentine's Day to everybody belated by the time you hear this.
Right, exactly. A couple days after.
Any other shout-outs?
No.
No shout-outs other than that?
No.
I'm giving you opportunities.
I'm going to let you do it. Woo. I got goosed again.
Well, I'm going to shout-out, and we're going to shout-out. Three of us are creepies for helping us reach the 1 million download milestone. Mm-hmm. 1 million downloads.
Did it happen on Super Bowl or Super Bowl Sunday or was it,
it was,
somewhere around
no,
there?
No, it was
Saturday, wasn't it?
Oh, was no, it Saturday?
It was Sunday.
Night.
Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay.
Sunday night we hit it. Okay. Yeah. I was a day off on my prediction. Mm-hmm. So, Sunday we hit 1 million. So, in just under 4 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Now we're already up to 1,004,000 something.
Mm-hmm. So on our way to 2?
That's what Pete said. Pete said 2 million right around the corner.
Here we go. Right?
So, yeah. So, shout out to the creepies. Thank you so much for listening to us and helping us reach that.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete would know, right?
Hmm?
He knows it's coming fast.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
Fast and furious.
Fast and furious. Yeah. That's pretty... Pretty
twitch,
impressive.
Twitch.
I got my haircut yesterday. No, we're done with the twitch.
I'm sorry.
That plane crashed and it's.
I'm sorry.
People are running for their lives and.
Right. You got your haircut. Is what you're saying.
I got my haircut yesterday and I told the girl that cuts my hair, Brenda, that we reached the 1 million. And I told her that what Tanya said. Asked.
Like,
she's like,
what
do you get for a million downloads? Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Not a thing.
But
prestige.
We're proud of ourselves.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not. Everybody that starts a podcast gets to that milestone.
No.
Normally, they don't even get to 20.
No. No. I posted on Facebook, and I saw a bunch, I read all the comments, and saw Tracy on there. She put yay. Oh, so yeah. I know Jerry'd be proud.
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm.
And I know Tracy's proud.
Yeah,
poor Jerry.
This is all their fault.
Oh, I know. I know.
We know who to blame anyway, right?
That's right. So
we love them very, very much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got. All for shout outs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it was nice to reach that final. It's like, okay, this is it. This is the, you know. And when I pulled it up, I'm like, there better be an M. one M.
Instead of just one, yeah. Like what?
Yeah. So that was good. So we appreciate it. Shout outs to the creepies. We love mm-hmm. them. So yeah, and happy Valentine's Day, belated. So second announcements, Sean.
Yes.
Do you have those, sir?
I do. You can follow us on our social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, X. Email us at amegopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. Make sure you hit that subscribe button, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review if the app allows. Whether you are a business or individual and you want to be a show sponsor, email or message us on Facebook or Instagram. We sell all kinds of awesome merch, so go get you some. And please check out our Friday Fright videos on all of our socials.
Excellent.
You like that?
Excellent job.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad. Not good.
Not too shabby.
Not too bad. I mean.
Not too good, but not too bad.
No. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Good job on the second announcements. Nate.
Mm-hmm.
It's your turn, man.
Cowabunga. That's a wrap.
Whoa, he was ready for that one. He came out
strong.
I
thought he was going to say something about driving the car down to the harbor.
I thought about it.
That's right, yeah.
Bounced around in my head a little bit.
I like it.
Cowabunga. All right, we'll go with that. Thank you, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode 205 and our discussion on the ghost town of Cahaba, Alabama. So until next time, Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean. And we are middle-aged.
And creeped out.
Keep it creepy.